Bob, a longtime member of the Lutheran Church of the Spirit, is visiting Honolulu and worshiping at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu. His home church is voting this Sunday to decide whether or not they will leave the ELCA following the decisions at churchwide assembly to move toward the ordination of gay, lesbian, and transgendered persons in lifelong committed relationships.
Hi.
Hi, Pastor. You have a couple of minutes?
Yeah, come on.
My name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Come on
in. I was really put off by today's service.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob. Would you like to talk about it?
Well, I can't understand how you can be having a service celebrating this kind of deviant lifestyle and pretending like it's okay. You know, you're a Lutheran pastor. Don't you know it's wrong? I mean, back home right now, my congregation is voting to leave the ELCA after its horrible decision last summer. You know, I walk into church this morning, and there are flags, which I guess are rainbow flags, and you're wearing a rainbow lei. I mean, how can your church call itself Christians? How can you talk about reconciliation and reject churches, you know, like my home church? You know, my home church is a church that's been stable in the community for 150 years. You know, it's come out of the tradition of Swedish Lutheran Church and moved on up. I mean, they're a very traditional group. Don't you care about those of us who have been the backbone of the church all of these years? You know, why are you catering to these liberals?
Wow, Bob. I can understand how you must be really upset about all the things that are happening in your church at home. That must be really difficult. I know that's not what we come to church for. We don't come to be part of all of that conflict and difficulty. But what upset you so much about our worship this morning?
Well, first of all, when I came in the door, I noticed two men seated holding hands in the back pew. Now, I don't care what they do at home, but I sure don't want to have to see it in church. Can't they leave it at home? I came here because I heard you had such great music and a really traditional worship. And the first thing I see is them. And then I see the flag. You know, I almost turned around and left. Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against gays. I probably know some. I just don't want to have to witness them everywhere I go.
So you were upset as soon as you came in.
You bet I was.
Wow, I'm really sorry to hear that. I wonder, though, Bob, did you happen to listen to the lessons for today, or maybe even the sermon?
I'm not really sure.
Well, Bob, most of the sermon centered on that wonderful text from 1 Corinthians. In it, Paul reminds all of us in the church, or all of the people who were in the church at Corinth, the church that was in some turmoil, not unlike your home church, that they have a lot of wonderful gifts from God. Some of them are called to be teachers, and some are called to be administrators and other pastors, and others yet are even called to do healing. But every single one of those gifts comes from God. But all of those gifts, if they're not rooted in God's infinite and deep love, mean nothing. Paul seems to think that love is the critical component of what it means to be a Christian person. Now, the hard part Paul sees is it's so hard for us to understand, how do we love one another? How can we proclaim Christ to people who are different than us, who act different or look differently, or speak with a different tongue, or even with an accent? Paul's wondering, how is that love going to be expressed in the church at Corinth and in the church here? And I think that's what the gospel lesson was all about.
Okay, but Paul certainly wasn't talking about that kind of love. Christian love is moral, not immoral. It doesn't lift up alternative lifestyles. It doesn't excuse every deviant behavior or allow us to love just anyone we want just because we want to.
Well, no. I don't think love is meant to be an excuse at all. I think Paul is trying to help us understand what Jesus said in the temple that day in the gospel reading for today. When he unrolled the scroll and announced that God was up to something new. Do you remember? He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of Jubilee, the year of the Lord's favor." Did the people like what he said?
No, they tried to throw him over a cliff.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus is proclaiming God's grace, God's love for everyone, even lepers and prostitutes, the blind, the lame, the hurting, children, women, the poor. Everyone that society seems willing to throw away. Those are the ones Jesus is proclaiming God's love for. He declared a year of Jubilee when all the debts are forgiven. He didn't require them to meet a moral code or dress a certain way to be a part of this wonderful new kingdom. Maybe people were mad at him because he challenged their comfortable relationship with God and with each other and proclaimed once again God's promise to be their God no matter what. They didn't seem to like God's indiscriminate inclusiveness. I think that's all we were trying to celebrate today. God's indiscriminate inclusiveness. We are invoking that love that is...
Patient, kind, not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends.
You were listening. Right. God reconciles all things to God's self with love. It isn't easy. It isn't easy at all, but we need to be reconciled with God and each other in that same love. We don't have to agree about everything. We don't even have to come to the same conclusions about national church decisions. But we are called to love one another and live together in faith, to use our gifts and support those who are most in need. I guess here at Lutheran Church of Honolulu and lots of other churches, we feel called to make sure that gay, lesbian, and transgendered people have a place to experience that kind of love, along with everyone else for whom our welcome is more obvious. I think we're trying to practice a little bit of Jesus' indiscriminate invitation. His indiscriminate inclusiveness.
Well, it still makes me uncomfortable, but...
I know, Bob. I know.
It gives me some things to think about.
Yeah, and me too. Listen, I know it's hard, and maybe it will get easier in time, and maybe it won't. I don't know. But in the meantime, let's let faith, hope, and love abide. And... let's quit trying to throw the prophets off a cliff.
Amen.
Amen.